This time I am thrilled to be chatting to Shane Nathan, who is a serial entrepreneur and founder of SNG Unlimited, which is a thriving digital marketing consulting firm. But that's not all. He's also been running businesses online since 2007, and in that time has amassed a huge amount of knowledge. Oh, and there is one other thing. Shane is also the general manager of Warrior Plus, the well-known and well-loved online platform. Shane, it's lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Let's start, though, in time-honored tradition by asking a little bit more about you and your background.
So my background is actually in music education. I come from a long line of orchestra conductors and musicians and composers. And so after graduating from school, I was a private teacher. So I was teaching musicians on piano and the string bass and classical guitar. And as an entrepreneur at heart and a teacher at heart at the same time, I was trying to think about how I could scale up my business. And you could only teach so many students. You know, I had scaled up already, like the type of student. So I was at this point teaching college level students, and, you know, they would pay the most, so to speak. But you can't teach 1,000 students in a week, right? You can only teach so many. So to scale up my business, I thought I should bring this online. This was at a time when doing that was a little bit unorthodox, like 2006 or so. People were still a little bit wary of even using their credit card online all the time. It wasn't full of all the membership type of sites and courses that we have today. But I thought if I could sell my music education, if I could pre-record some lessons and write some ebooks, I can reach, you know, millions of students across the world. And then that's an easy way for me to scale up and teach more people. And so that's what I did. I wrote some ebooks on how to play the piano, and then I ended up venturing out and doing guitar and bass and stuff like that. And what I did was, I didn't know anything about marketing, so I didn't know how to reach people, the students who wanted to learn. So what I did was I ended up finding internet marketers via the Warrior Forum. So I found the Warrior Forum and hung out there and tried to learn as much as I could about just regular marketing to market my courses. And then I realized that I could sell my courses with PLR, which is private label rights, to other marketers, which means they would buy it from me and then they would go and sell it to students because they would have the rights from me to resell it. And so in that way, I was able to break into digital marketing without being in the digital marketing niche, which is usually a challenge that a lot of people face. They're like, how can I have authority in the digital marketing niche when I'm just learning digital marketing myself? So I didn't want to be one of those guys. So I actually built my reputation with other digital marketers by delivering high quality courses that they could resell. And then so time went on. I couldn't afford a copywriter to even sell the PLR. So I had to learn how to write copy myself. Luckily, it's a creative sort of art, and being a creative person, I was able to slowly study and practice and get better at copy and marketing. And then I said to myself, well, I'm a teacher at heart, but obviously I could make a lot more money teaching marketing than I could teaching music. So I started coaching people on various marketing and copywriting topics that I had learned and practiced and put into, you know, and had proof that I had results from it as well at that point. And it just blew up from there. So I never really thought I would be in this industry.
So it's more of a happy accident, is it, than by design?
Definitely.
Wow. I mean, you've done so much, as I mentioned in the intro. Obviously, SNG Unlimited Inc. is perhaps one of the key parts to your business empire these days. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what you do and how you set that up?
Yeah, so in 2012, I had already been selling my music courses and with resell rights, and then coaching students and writing various ebooks on marketing and all that kind of stuff. And I decided that a corporation made sense, not only for tax purposes, but for legal purposes and just professional reasons. And so I at the time, I was still doing several things like in order to have multiple streams of income. So I was doing all those things I mentioned online, but occasionally I still had a music student or a music student that was with me for many years that I was hard to let go of, or they needed occasional help. I've had my real estate license for many years. So it made sense for me to have a corporation so that all the payments I was receiving wasn't just coming to my name. And it's confusing, you know, for tax purposes here, for, you know, the IRS and the government, it's confusing for them when a bunch of stuff comes to your name. I incorporated, and that's SNG Unlimited. So SNG is my initials. Nathan is actually my middle name.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right. And when I first started online in like 06, 05, 06, like I said, putting your credit card online was a little bit wary. People were skeptical. When I started on the Warrior Forum, I didn't really know how safe it was. So I was afraid of someone stealing my identity or copying me or scamming me or whatever. So I had used my middle name. And as a result, after building a reputation, I couldn't really change back to my other name because then people would be like, who's this guy? So so many people knew me as Shane Nathan that it just stuck. And my last name, honestly, I got made fun of for a long time when I was a kid. So that was another reason, just to be honest. But anyway, so SNG are my initials, SNG Unlimited. It's unlimited because it covers, it's a sort of an umbrella corporation that covers all the different activities that I do. And it also means that there's, you know, all the liability is on me, unlimited, as opposed to a limited liability corporation. And so that's the story of SNG.
In terms of the, you know, the businesses that you've built up, obviously you've been online now for, you know, many years, almost, what's that, 17, 18 years. You must have enjoyed many successes along the way, but also have you had any bumps in the road, any setbacks that you've encountered?
Definitely. Man, there's too many to list, but I've definitely had a lot of bumps. I've had failed launches that, you know, you think it's gonna sell like a blockbuster, and then launch time comes and there's not enough affiliate support, and because the numbers coming out the gate don't look fantastic, it's hard to get additional affiliate support. I've had failed launches. I've had clients in the past. So when I first started, I also was into SEO. I was consulting for some major hotels down here. I live in South Florida, so some hotels in like Miami and Hollywood had hired me to consult them on both SEO and pay-per-click marketing. So at the time, a lot of these hotels were just starting to put themselves on Expedia and TripAdvisor, and they didn't know how to optimize their campaigns or even put themselves on those sites. So I had quite a few clients and a good reputation, but you know, you can't please everybody. So there were a few times where, you know, and this is why I got out of the SEO business, is it's very unclear sometimes to clients what you're delivering. So you know, SEO is a process. Sometimes it could take months, it could take weeks of research, it could take months of optimizing, and you're not guaranteed to ever get on page one, especially back then in 2006, we were all just figuring out the algorithms as we went along. And luckily I had great results for most of my clients, but you had the occasional client that was like, you know, hey, I paid you so-and-so amount of money, and I was expecting to be number one on the first page of Google within 2 weeks. And you're like, well, wait a second, that's not even possible. But their
expectations were that high. I mean, it's interesting, to be honest, Shane, because obviously a lot of people that look to start an online business, they obviously hear the success stories along the way. It's really nice to hear you, you know, be so candid about the fact that, yeah, on occasion things don't work out the way that you would expect. But obviously you have had huge successes as well. One of the things that you have mastered is the art of short email copy. First, could you maybe just explain what short email copy is, and then also how you've managed to perfect it?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So short email copy is pretty self-explanatory. It's, you know, when you send out an email for marketing purposes, keeping it short. So a lot of people tend to think that they need to go on for a really long time in an email or in any sort of copy, sales copy on a sales letter or a sales page or a landing page or in an email. They tend to over-explain and oversell. Another thing is sometimes when people hire an email copywriter and they pay them, they don't really want to receive a short piece of email copy because then they're kind of like, what did I pay for? So there's like this weird balance there that sometimes writers are even overwriting or writing too much, too long of copy just because they want their client to feel like they, you know, they did work and they delivered, you know, enough words, so to speak.
Yeah.
So the purpose of short email copy, though, the purpose of any email copy is to get someone to click on the link that's in the email, because or to take an action, right? So just for listeners, and I'm sure people know this already, but just in case, you know, the difference between content and copy is that content could be anything from a story to an interesting article or news, whereas copy is always trying to get someone to take some sort of action, even if it's just, you know, reply to this email or like this post or comment or share or follow, something like that. But normally it's to click on a link, and the link usually goes somewhere that's going to sell something or get someone to put in their email, you know, sign up as a lead to something else. So our goal as email copywriters is to get people to click out of that email, because if they just read the email, then that's not enough for, you know, that doesn't accomplish the goal. Now, it used to be that the main goal was to get as many opens as possible, because if people don't open your email, they can't click on what's inside. However, open rates are no longer trustworthy, they no longer are accurate, and they don't mean anything, because Gmail opens every email anyway before you open it. So as far as the email providers are concerned, because they scan the images that are in the emails, they check it for viruses and stuff. So from an email marketer or email deliverability optimization specialist point of view, for example, when they're looking at data, all they see is that Google and Gmail opens every single email. So nowadays, open rates aren't really predictable anymore. So you can kind of see an aggregate of open rates and see that they, you know, over time, oh, this type of email works better than this type of email. But on a single email level, it doesn't matter. So the most important thing is how many click-throughs are you getting? So the purpose of short emails is to get that click as soon as possible. You know, you want, if you're sending someone to an article that you just wrote, or a blog post, or a Facebook post that you want them to like and share, or a sales page you want them to buy something, you might as well get them there as soon as possible, because they have to take additional actions when they get there that you want them to take. You probably want them to click on another link on your page to go to the checkout page, or, you know, there's a lot involved. And so I'm a strong advocate, a strong believer and a fierce advocate of short copy in general, but especially when it comes to emails. Now, as far as how I've mastered it, a lot of it is trial and error. So a few of my mentors and clients have been really big on split testing. And that has really helped me. One of my biggest email mentors, you know, he's extremely big on split testing, and split testing everything, not just like what other marketers say works, but just doing the opposite of what everyone says works, and doing radical split testing. And so I've tested everything from just like a few sentences and then a link to, you know, more paragraphs and, you know, putting links early on in the email, and then you can have some more copy and then another link afterwards. So basically just trial and error, split test. Split testing is so important because if you're not sending two or three emails at the same time for the same purpose and then seeing which one performs better, then you don't really know if the short email would have performed better than the long email or the medium email. And everyone's list is different.
And what have you found, you know, works for you? I mean, as you say, if you put the link in earlier, does that seem to help with conversions? Or have you found that actually you need to establish the credibility, if you like, before you put the link for someone to click?
You really have to establish curiosity.